All right. This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Bill Satterley, and I'd like to welcome you back to the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz. And we're going to continue our salute to Riverside Records, that great modern mainstream record company out of the East Coast. It was in business from 52 to 64, and they also had a subsidiary, Jazzland Records, and I'm going to play something from the Jazzland vault. This is tenor sax man Junior Cook from his Jazzland album Junior's Cooking, with doing a Blue Mitchell composition, Blue Farouk. And we've got Blue Mitchell himself on trumpet, Dolo Coker on piano, Gene Taylor on bass, Roy Brooks on drums. Really, this is the rhythm section from the Horace Silver Quintet at that time. Actually, everybody's in there except Horace. It's the rest of, they stole the rest of the group for this track. Let's listen to Junior Cook do Junior's Cooking. Track from Riverside subsidiary Jazzland, And that was tenor sax man Junior Cook doing Blue Farouk. It was a Blue Mitchell composition. You had Blue Mitchell also on trumpet and Dolo Coker on piano. And that was really the Horace Silver Quintet without Horace.
I'm going to again play something from the Essential Big Bands. And this is a Gene Krupa big band, and they're playing a tune entitled Boogie Blues, which is his composition. So let's listen to Boogie Blues.
And don't your arms look lonesome when your baby packs up to leave? Gone up on the mountain, call that baby mine. I'm going up on the mountain to call that baby mine. But something tells for me he's not coming back this time. I'd like to go to the country, can't take you. We all are going up to the country, baby, can't take you. And nothing up there a man like you can do. He's got a face like a fish, shaped like a frog. When he loves me, I'll holler, ooh, hot dog. Love that man better than I do myself. He left me all alone upon the shelf, on the shelf.
Blues, and the vocalist was Anita O'Day, who is probably the predecessor to Chris Connors and June Christie with the big band sound, doing that tune entitled Boogie Blues.
Jimmy Heath, tenor sax man Jimmy Heath, cut quite a few albums on the Riverside label, and he was a great contributor to their body of works. And this is from his Riverside album called Triple Threat, and by that they mean he was a great sax player, he was an arranger and a composer, and this is a tune that he composed called Gemini, and quite a group he has with him. Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Julius Watkins on French Horn, Cedar Walton on piano, Percy Heath on bass, his brother Tootie Heath on drums. Let's listen to Gemini.
Thank you.
from his Riverside album, Triple Threat. It was Jimmy Heath on tenor sax, Jimmy Heath composition and arrangement, Indianapolis's finest Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Julius Watkins on French horn. You don't hear too many French horn jazz solos, and Cedar Walton on piano.
I want to go to the sound of Ray Charles. We think of him as a vocalist, but he's also a pretty good piano player. He wrote a tune entitled Rock House, and it's in a CD entitled The Best of Ray Charles. The solo here, or the sax solo, is from David Fathead Newman. Let's listen to Rock House. Ray Charles doing his own composition, Rock House.
Alto man Cannonball Adderley played a prominent role in the history of Riverside Records. He not only cut several albums under his own name, he was a producer of records. He contracted for various artists to appear on a Riverside label, and he was kind of a talent scout. In fact, he discovered Indianapolis's finest, Wes Montgomery, and brought him to the attention of Orrin Keep News, the producer and owner of Riverside Records. This is one of the classic albums, I think. This is probably a Desert Island 10, Bill. If you had a choice of 10 albums to take on your desert island, this would probably be one of mine. This is Cannonball Alley on alto sax, Milt Jackson on vibes, from a Riverside album called Things Are Getting Better, and backed up by Wynton Kelly on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Art Blakey on drums. They're doing Cole Porter's composition, Just One of Those Things.
Thank you.
I don't know what Cole Porter would have thought of his composition, just one of those things, but I thought it was really great. Cannonball Alley on alto sax, Milt Jackson on vibes from the Riverside album, Things Are Getting Better, and some fine piano work there by Whit and Kelly, and what a dynamite rhythm section we had with Percy Heath on bass and Art Blakey on drums.
Merv came out with a CD, Jazz Round Midnight Trumpets, and they featured another CD's different instrument. I'm going to play a tune entitled Someone to Love. It features Joe Newman on trumpet, Lloyd Mars on piano, Art Davis bass, Ed Shaughnessy drums. Someone to Love.
Thank you.
Joe Newman, Somebody to Love.
Tenor man's Johnny Griffin, one of DuSable's finest, went on to cut several albums on the Riverside label, and this is from his Riverside album called Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. This is a title track. Of course, that song was written by Duke Ellington. And here again, we have a couple of the Montgomery brothers from Indianapolis on this track. We've got Buddy on piano and let's see, who do we have here? We've got, Buddy on piano, Monk Montgomery on bass, Art Taylor on drums. This is from a Riverside album cut in June of 1963 called Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. Thank you. tenor sax stylings of Johnny Griffin from his album Do Nothing to Hear From Me. That was the title track, of course, written by Duke Ellington. And we had Buddy Montgomery on piano, Mike Montgomery on bass, and Art Taylor on drums.
I'm going to play something by vocalist Carmen McRae from a CD entitled A Whole Lot of Human Feelings. The name of the tune is Nice Work If You Can Get It.
Holding hands at midnight, 'neath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with that one boy, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Carmen McRae singing Nice Work If You Can Get It.
Another brilliant artist that contributed to the Riverside catalog of great modern jazz LPs was pianist Barry Harris. And we haven't done anything by Barry yet. This is from his Riverside album, Newer Than New. Includes Lonnie Hillier on trumpet and Charles McPherson on alto sax. This is Rodgers and Hart's composition, I Didn't Know What Time It Was.
Thank you.
Rodgers and Hearts, I didn't know what time it was. That was from Barry Harris's album, Newer Than New. Barry Harris on piano, Charles McPherson on alto sax, and Lonnie Hilliard on trumpet.
Unfortunately, it's time for us to end the show for this week, so I'm going to close out the show with the Benny Carter All-Star Sax Ensemble from a CD entitled Over the Rainbow, and it features Benny Carter and Herb Geller on alto, Jimmy Heath, Frank Wiss on tenor, Joe Temperley, baritone, Richard Wymans on piano, Milt Hilton bass, and Ronnie Bedford drums, doing a tune entitled Out of Nowhere. Mm-hmm.